Well, today's subject, you can use hashtag baby powder in both Facebook and Twitter to discuss this this little subject. Baby powder is a common sight in all households, even when there is no baby present. Most women smear the powder, claiming it makes the skin soft and younger looking. If this is you, you really need to stop. Baby powder is like the one sold from Johnson & Johnson is increasing the woman's risk of being diagnosed with ovarian cancer by 33%. Dr. Daniel Kramer believes that 10,000 women develop ovarian cancer as a direct result using baby powder on a daily basis. As early as 1982, the studies have shown a link between baby powder and ovarian cancer in women. Findings have shown that the women using the talc-based powders are 300 times more likely to be diagnosed with cancer. The research hits mainstream media by New York Times and forced big corporations like Johnson & Johnson to reveal the truth behind the product. Make sure you read and follow all labels. That's important. If you have time to use the product, then you have time to read the label. If you don't have time to read the label, then don't use the product. That's common sense. Case closed. Not open for discussion there. If you have a bottle of baby powder in your house, go read the label warnings. Okay. Johnson & Johnson cautioned people to avoid the powder coming in contact with in their eyes and to avoid inhalation. There is nothing about talc particles' ability to stay on the skin for years and travel to your ovaries. Nor does it say anywhere on the bottle that talc causes inflammation and perfect environment grows cancer cells. Yet big corporations admitted being aware of the dangers of baby powder and outlined in the 1982 study and decided they didn't need to warn the loyal customers of the dangerous side effects of using their line of baby powder products. Hey, that's not all, y'all. Check this out. Using baby powder on your baby is probably worse than using it on yourself. The American Academy of Pediatrics has warned parents against using baby powder suspiciously with talc. This is mineral easy become airborne and can be inhaled by infants, causing their mucous membranes to dry up. This infects the breathing and can lead into wheezing in babies. Some report of ammonia in babies have also been traced back to the use of baby powder, but you'll never see that in the warning label. As with any big company, it is all about the money. It's not about the customer's health. Would you buy a product that is known to cause cancer? Come on, be true to yourself. Probably not. In very recent lawsuits, however, are being forced companies to change their warning labels. With a giant may cause cancer stickers on the side, I think it's safe to assume this would be all Johnson & Johnson baby powders would have to be pulled from the shelf. Now, for some babies, the best substitute is that Protellum jelly, which lead to heal those sore rear ends. As far as the adults, it's safe to use with cornstarch-based baby powder to archive the same skin soft skin results. Or you can always contact my wife and I, my awesome wife and I, because we're Avon and Mary Kay representatives. I know we got products to get your skin all smooth. We'll talk more about the talcum powder next week on the Clubhouse Radio.